Okay, it's time for my team. Tonight, my team is doing songs from the 70s and 80s. I know you guys are excited about that. It's before you guys were born.
Because you're old.
Yeah. Okay. I'm excited tonight. I'm not excited to do the elimination, but it's going to suck. But first up, we have Skywish. She's doing Roxy from Chicago.
Yeah.
Well. Let's listen now.
The name on everybody's lips is gonna be Roxy. The lady raking in the chips is gonna be Roxy. I'm gonna be a celebrity, that means somebody everyone knows. They're gonna recognize my eyes, my hair, my teeth, my boobs, my nose. From just some dumb mechanic's wife, I'm gonna be Roxy. Who says that murder's not an art? And who, in case she doesn't hang, can say she's
That was Skywish with Roxy from Chicago. We'll start with Rochelle.
Wow. There's been a lot of Chicago tonight, guys. It's getting me pumped. So I really enjoyed this, Skywish. I think you're an amazing performer. Like, you just really know how to be like...
She said it's making her pumped. When Rochelle gets pumped, it means she takes out a pump, a breast pump, and gets milk out of it.
Ew, that's disgusting. Go ahead, Rochelle. That's not what happens. I mean, I was excited. That doesn't help my case. Anyway. So I think you're a really, really, really good performer. And I think that you did a lot of nice vocals. My one nitpick was that I kind of thought that your last note, like, heart, was really in your nose. Like, it just felt like it wasn't.
You are so about the nasal tonight.
Yeah, I'm really calling people out on that.
So ironic.
So, like, I guess I just felt like that note needed a bit more, like, support from, like, your diaphragm, not so much your, like, chest, if that makes any sense. Yeah, that was my one, like, nitpick. That was the only thing I, like, not didn't like, but found that was wrong-ish, I guess.
I'm going to start calling people out for having overused vibrato. That would be the same thing, Rochelle.
As what?
And as you, and Turtle can call people out for eating raw hot dogs. Turtle, what do you think?
I mean, whatever.
You told me. Go ahead, Turtle.
I thought this was great. Like, out of the night so far, like, just performance-wise, this is my favorite. There were, like, some parts where it was, like, vocally kind of, I was just, like, small spots, but I didn't really care about it. The performance was so good.
I can tell you that she worked her ass off this week. She tried literally like 8 or 10 songs or something, and this was the first one she tried, and we ended up just using this one because it was the best. But like the performance, your performance, you're amazing at performance, and that's definitely where you shine. Your voice is good too. There were a couple bum notes here and there, but the performance was so good, and most of it was sung really well. I don't think that the one or two bum notes affected you at all. I thought you were really good.
They definitely did not.
This is really surprising to hear from her compared to, like, the other songs she sang in the earlier rounds.
Well, maybe she should just always pick her own song, Turtle. Is that what you're saying? Are you saying I don't know how to pick songs?
I'm saying she's versatile. That's really good as a singer.
She is versatile. Kudos, Skywish. Next up, Maddie is singing Sweet Home Alabama.
How, Maddie?
So everybody get out your redneck hats or something. Let's listen.
1, 2, 3. Turn it up. Turning, they carry me home to see my kin, singing songs about the Southland. Miss Alabama once again, and I think it's a sin. Yeah, well, I heard Mr. Young about her. Well, I heard old Neil put her down.
That was Maddie with Sweet Home Alabama.
Did you choose that for her?
I did not. She chose this for herself. I wanted her to do You Can't Always Get What You Want by the Rolling Stones, and she started to do it, but then I didn't realize it was like 7 minutes long.
So, good job.
Yeah. What did you think, Rochelle?
Maddie! This is like Lone Star Maddie. I hear Lone Star Maddie a lot. And I think that Lone Star Maddie is very good. She is in the top four, so.
Spoiler alert.
Yes, I guess.
Speaking of Lone Star.
Yes.
Lone Star Maddie's not as good as Lone Star Dylan, because I beat her last season. Okay, now you can continue.
Lone Star Maddie. Yeah, I don't know, like, I think that she, like, sounds really good on these type of songs, like these kind of, like, country rock style stuff. She gets really into them. She's got good energy. I thought this could have used a little bit more energy. Like, I've heard her do these style songs. Like I said, I, like, heard her do Lone Star stuff like this. And I think that I've heard her be more, like, intense and, like. And so I wanted a little bit more oomph in this, but I think overall it was a really good choice for her and a really good performance.
For me, I didn't like this as much as Rochelle did. I feel like it didn't go anywhere. It kind of just stayed all on the same level. And I don't know that your voice... Stop blowing your nose, turtle.
No, I'm shifting laptop.
Okay. I don't know that your voice worked as well with this song as it does typically with classic rock songs. What did you think, turtle?
This reminded me of the song she did for the cover finale, the first one she did. It's good.
What was it? I can't remember.
It was a Beatles song.
Okay, that works.
This is very her element, and she has a good sense of knowing what songs work for her. I've got to be honest, though.
Thank you, Jeffers. It was Let It Be.
Yeah. I kind of zoned out, because, like, I agree with you when you said it was one level.
I'm sad. I feel like I like this the least out of the three of us, and she's on my team. It was still, like I said with Garnet, like, not as strong Maddie is still a good, it's a good performance.
Yeah.
I think she has the misfortune of going right after Skywish, who I think really brought it performance-wise.
Maddie's great. She's consistent.
Yeah, she is consistent. I think with Maddie, I just really like when she does really unique, like, weird, creepy, sexy thing. That's the Maddie I want all the time.
Oh, goodness.
AKA Cover It Up Maddie.
Yeah, Cover It Maddie.
Cover It Maddie.
Next up, you guys, is Sharp Cookies. And she's doing There Are Worse Things I Could Do from Grease.
Ooh, I hate
Let's
Grease.
Listen.
There are worse things I could do than get with a boy or two. Even though the neighborhood thinks I'm trashy and no good, I suppose that could be true. But there are worse things I could do. I could flirt with all the guys, smile at them and bat my eye, press against them when we dance, make them think they that's a thing I'd never do. I can stay home every night, wait around for Mr. Right, take cold showers every day, and throw my life away for a dream. Someone like me, out of spite or jealousy, I don't steal and I don't lie, but I can hurt and I can cry,
That was Cookies. I picked this song for Cookies this week. For me, I don't do any coaching after a certain point in the week. Like, the first take I heard of this was late last night, so I didn't do any coaching for her this week. I did pick the song. I do think it was a great song for her voice. I wanted a little bit more of a build, but I think that this is really strong, and I think Cookies is coming into her own as well, and she's going to be a threat on the fall season of shows, just like Heaven is. What did you think, Rochelle?
I disagree.
Oh, really?
I did not like this. For her. I'm sorry, Cookies. I thought that you were pronouncing things so strangely. Like, I just, and like, it made it sound like you were like, having like more, I don't know like the correct way to phrase this.
It was nasal, she's gonna say.
No, it was not nasal. That's not what I thought it was. Because it was very like deep in her voice. It wasn't nasal at all. It just felt like, I don't know, it just felt like you were pronouncing things weird. Like, your performance was good, but I felt like it sat in a weird place in your voice.
You know what, Rochelle?
And I don't know if it was, no, I'm not saying it, like, against you, and I just...
Better than you could do on this song. Better than you could do, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, he's moved over to you, Rochelle, with that statement.
I'm gonna critique the fuck out of your team tonight, I just want you to know.
Go for it.
I will.
I did, Andy. Thank you.
I have no recollection of Rochelle ever doing this song. I just know Cookies did it better. Go ahead, Rochelle.
I guess this was not my favorite thing I've heard you do. Like, I've heard you do way better songs, and like, I just felt like it sat in a weird place. Like, and I don't think it was a bad choice for your voice. I think just because I think you sounded like you were trying to like cop mimic.
Oh, well, if you like, don't think it was a bad choice, then I'm okay with you critiquing it.
No, I don't think it was a bad choice. I just think that she mimicked, like, that style of voice that Grease portrays it, like, that, like, I don't know.
I really think that worked for her, though, character-wise.
Really, I don't think it did. I've heard her do better things and, like, sing in a more normal, natural tone for her and sound much better than
Let's ask Turtle what she thought.
I'm just gonna like admit, in general, I don't care for most of the popular songs coming out of this decade. But I thought it was okay. I've heard her do some stuff before, but I think what could have really helped her submission was some kind of like mixing stuff.
Yeah, it got a little like, poppy, I guess. Turtle is a hipster heaven.
I'm not a hipster.
She has a bookshelf made out of cinder blocks in her bedroom.
I'm not...
Go ahead.
I don't even know what a hipster is either, Jeffers.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
There's a lot in my school, so...
This is going
she could have added a reverb or some type of effect. Like, reverb effect. And, yeah.
All right. Well, I liked Cookies, and I'm the one that's making the decision tonight, so. Well, I guess the public is. We're moving into the 80s now, though, Turtle, so your hipster ass can be happy. Do you like the songs coming out of the 80s? No, you hate 80s, don't you?
No, you remember. Yeah.
I just remembered.
I hate 80s music.
I like 80s music.
Well, Ambie loves the 80s, and Rochelle loves the 80s.
Ambie and I are twins.
We are going to listen to Bryson sing Under Pressure.
Yay.
Yeah.
Love the song.
So we can all push play now.
Boom ba ba ba, heat it up, heat it up. That's okay. It's the terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out. Okay, tomorrow gets me higher. Pressure on, people, people on streets. Da-da-da. Ooh. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Okay. Tripping around, looking my brains around the floor. These other days, it never rains, but it pours. Eat all that up. Eat up, 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 up. Move up. Bell up. People on the streets. Eat on, eat at it. People on the streets. Eat on, eat on, dead on, dead on. It's the terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out. And tomorrow gets me higher, higher, higher. Turned away from it all like a blind man. Sat on a fence, but it don't work. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn. Why? Why? Pressure we're cracking. Why can't we give ourselves one more chance? Why can't we give up that one more chance? Why can't we give up, 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 give up?
'Cause love's such an old-fashioned word.
That was Bryson with Under Pressure. Rochelle, you want to start with you?
Sure. There are parts of this that I really liked and parts of this that I was like, Like, I thought some, I loved the scatting, like that part was really good. I liked that a lot. And I liked some of your higher notes. They were really good. And I liked your layering that you did, like your mixing was really good. And then there was some parts that were like, a little off. I don't know, like, it just sounded like you were slightly under the pitch. And, like, it just seemed a little like you were stumbling a bit. Not like...
We hear you, beloved. Stumbling. I hear you typing. Go ahead, Rochelle.
Not, like, actually, like, stumbling, like, over your words, just, like, pitch-wise. It seemed a little off.
Turtle?
I listen to the song a lot. Like, it's one of my favorite songs.
I know some of the people already heard it since he uploaded it to his YouTube and VH yesterday before the episode. But he did delete it off VH. I appreciate that.
The next thing was...
I just want to say it's not a repeat. He did this just for the show. Go ahead, Turtle.
The mixing was good, but then, like, either one layer was off. Like, it went flat a lot and stuff like that. I don't know. This is one of my favorite songs. I don't know if I'm quite satisfied with this.
I suggested you do Queen this week. I would not have suggested the song. I didn't know anything about it until he submitted the final version yesterday.
Wait, you suggested him to do Queen?
Yes, because he says he's a big Queen fan, and I do think he could pull off Queen. I don't think... This song, being a duet between David Bowie and Freddie Mercury, I don't know that, I think it was risky. I don't know if doing a duet all by your lonesome with so many harmonies in such a huge range was a great choice. I don't know that it entirely paid off. I did like a lot of your higher notes a lot. Your Bowie sounded very much like a straight Bowie impression, and I don't know that I liked that either, because...
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I forgot to point that out. Like, I thought a lot of the time he was just trying to copy both of the singers in his song. Like, just try to sound exactly like them.
When he should have just sang it. I don't think it was a fail at all. At all, Turtle. And I'm going to critique your team. I'm going to go back in time and critique your team.
Okay, well, I mean, there were parts I liked. Like, I liked the falsetto a
lot. Let's talk about your team, Turtle.
Dylan.
Let's talk about...
Really? Let's talk about my team. They're a lot... they work with me well. They listen to me.
All right, now you're just rubbing
it. Yeah.
I'm going to talk
Let's move on.
Sukono should not be in the bottom two. And I'm going to talk about... I can't remember who's on your team, so we'll
just... do you want to tell me who should be in my bottom two?
Who went tonight for you? I'll tell you. There was Farrah. There was... Who else?
You don't
Nani,
even know the people.
Despicable, Sukono, and who are the other two?
You don't even know.
You don't even know.
I do.
You don't even know who's on your team. Who was it, Rochelle? Heaven and who else?
Clary
should be in the bottom two.
No.
Because she doesn't work with you.
No, she does. She takes up my suggestions.
Well, I want her in your bottom two because she's my X Factor opponent, and I want her demoralized. Beloved, are you here?
You only want her in the bottom two for catty reasons.
Shut up. Beloved, are you good? Are you back? I know you were here a minute ago. Kind of. Are you caught? She's talking in the other chair. Are you caught up on the file? Oh, the file's not working for
you. That might have been me just typing.
Oh. Okay, well, next up, hopefully Beloved can get caught up by the time Aria comes up. But right now is Copper with... It's Tricky. We can push play now.
Oh my god, yay.